Welcome to the latest episode of the iInstitute podcast, where today we're diving into the fascinating world of decision-making strategies, specifically focusing on the weighted decision matrix, or WDM for short. This tool, my friends, is a game changer for anyone looking to make calculated, well-informed choices in both their professional and personal lives. So whether you're deciding on the best supplier, choosing cutting-edge technology, or setting the direction of a new policy, the WDM is your go-to method for minimizing ambiguity and shining a light on the best path forward. Now, let's break it down, shall we? At its core, the weighted decision matrix is a quantitative tool designed to evaluate various alternatives against a set of critical criteria. Imagine a table where the rows are your options and the columns. Those are the factors that matter to you. Each of these factors isn't just listed willy-nilly. They're weighted to reflect their importance in your decision. This approach ensures that the decision matrix aligns with your priorities, making it a powerful ally in strategic problem solving. But why, you might ask, is this tool so crucial? Yeah. Well, the beauty of the WDM lies in its ability to transform decision paralysis into proactive action. By quantifying qualitative judgments, it offers a clear, systematic way to compare your options. Plus, it's not just about picking the winner. It's about understanding why one option outshines the others, providing a clear record for accountability and future reference. Now, onto the nuts and bolts of it. The decision factors in a WDM are your North Star, guiding you by setting the benchmarks for comparison. And these aren't just any benchmarks. They need to be relevant and significant to your decision context to avoid steering you off course. Then there's the matter of weights. Oh, the weights. They're the soul of the matrix, enhancing the impact of each score and ensuring that the more critical factors have a louder voice in the final decision. And how do we apply this, you ask? Let's talk scoring. Each option is scored against the factors with higher numbers indicating a better fit. But remember, these scores are not standalone. They're adjusted by the weights to provide a comparative metric across all alternatives. It's like calculating the score in a talent show where not all judges' opinions weigh the same. Let's bring this to life with an example. Say you're choosing a new software solution for your company. You consider factors like cost, user friendliness, and customer support, each with its own weight based on your business needs. Scoring each software option against these weighted factors will illuminate the best choice, making your decision clear and justified. Now, no tool is perfect, and the WDM has its limitations. The subjectivity in weighing and scoring can introduce personal biases, and a lack of comprehensive knowledge can skew results. Plus, for complex decisions with many factors and options, the matrix can get a bit, well, unwieldy. Despite these challenges, the WDM's benefits, objectivity, prioritization, transparency are undeniable. It's a tool that finds its place across various domains, from business and engineering to healthcare and environmental policy, the key to wielding it effectively. Understanding the decision context, defining factors and weights carefully, and ensuring a balanced scoring system, and of course, always reviewing the output critically to ensure it makes practical sense. In conclusion, the weighted decision matrix stands as a testament to strategic, informed decision-making. Its application across multiple disciplines underscores its versatility and utility in enhancing decision clarity and objectivity. So whether you're a seasoned manager, an aspiring engineer, or a policymaker, embracing the WDM could very well be the step that elevates your decision-making process to new heights, and who knows, diving deeper into this tool through targeted learning might just be your next best decision. That's all for today's episode on the iInstitute podcast. We hope you found this exploration into the weighted decision matrix both enlightening and perhaps even a little bit fun. Until next time, keep making those informed decisions.